The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The Lincolns and their guests arrive at Ford's in high spirits.
The crowd applauds the president. They stop the play. They sit down. And the play begins.
Yeah, comes to their barking up the wrong tree about the old.
No! Not at Fort.
About 10 minutes after 10, Booth began to mount the stairs leading up to the second tier of boxes where you would find President Lincoln.
As Booth makes his way toward the presidential box, he is seen, but no one stops him.
He was well known to everyone, a popular actor, of course. And that let Booth get right behind Lincoln.
Not used to the manners of a good society.
Booth is in position at Ford's.
Booth comes into the box right as the whole theater bursts into laughter.
As the crowd roars with laughter, Booth takes aim.
Top dollar dial and old man.
So that moment where the whole future looked like had finally lifted, the clouds had separated, comes crashing down.
The bullet enters the back of Lincoln's head.
Booth stepped up to him, fired a shot from perhaps 3-4 inches, not right against Lincoln's head, but close, and it hit Lincoln in the back of the head, like a sledgehammer would. This is the derringer that Booth used on April 14. It's about 6 inches long, weighs about 8 ounces.
A part of the Ford's theater collection, this instrument of history was Booth's personal weapon.
Booth probably had this weapon for at least 5 or 6 years before the assassination took place. It fires a single bullet, so this is, like we say, one and done. Booth dropped the pistol, went to the front of the box intending to escape. Major Rathbone jumped from his seat. He grabbed Booth from behind and pulled him back from the railing. Booth twisted around in the major's grip, and for the first time the men were face to face. And Rathbone later said he was absolutely horrified by the look on Booth's face. And Booth was stronger than Rathbone was, so he was able to free himself and slash Rathbone with a knife.
Booth leaps from the box to the stage.
6 Emperor Tyrannus!
And makes his escape.
Well, it was a reenactment from the Smithsonian. And Scott, good job in finding that. As we remember, it was this day in history, 151 years ago, in 1865, that our president was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. And boy, you talk about the shot that was hurled not only around the world, but I'd say, you know, through the millennia, as it still impacts the United States of America to this day, huh? Really?
Yeah, and one of the things that I really noticed in that one was that, you know, nowadays you have Secret Service everywhere. And you know, there he just climbs the steps, goes into a booth, you know, right behind the president. So
unbelievable.
We must not have had anything set up at that time.
Well, certainly. I mean, it was laxing, you know. There was no question about it for him to be able to get behind the president of the United States. To get with, you know, in that situation today, we can be thankful, you know, to the Secret Service and what they do on behalf of we the people in protecting our president. But back then, vulnerable, and of course, at a time when there was a lot of anger in a nation, and it was quite divided. And this was the ultimate demonstration of that division and anger. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming up at 5 after the top of the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us as always. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Don't forget, we have the after show of Bill Martinez Live on Facebook Live, usually about 10:15 after. You're invited to join us. And, you know, a little summary of today's show, your chance to give us some feedback. Good, bad, and different. Always want to hear your opinion because it really does count here. And so this is what we call Mucho Mas Martinez. So just for fun, you know, get involved in the conversation because your opinion really does count. Up next with us is the author of the book Behold the Man. It's a Catholic version of male spirituality. And well, I'll tell you, it is a conversation that I would like to spend additional time with our next guest, Deacon Harold Burke-Sievers, who is with us. But we're going to talk about the Pope's latest exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love, which expresses the Holy Father's thoughts on the controversial 2014-2015 synods of bishops on the family. Deacon Harold, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me on today.
Hey, great to have you here. Much discussion, you know, as we try to work through some of these issues that the Pope comments on, and certainly this is one that I think you know, people needed to hear, and kind of giving us a little bit of a reset and understanding how we should perceive some of these issues, you know, from a position of love. I thought it was a very well written and anticipated you know announcement and encouragement, you know, from the Pope. What do you say?
No, I agree. I and some people are finding this document divisive. You know, when you look at the blogosphere, when you look at Facebook and you see people's reactions to this, you know, he's trying to change church teaching, and well, no, he's trying to be more pastoral, and you know, so I think it's important to talk about this to understand what the Holy Father is actually attempting to do. And I think the best way to look at that is to look at what the Holy Father himself says about what he's trying to do, which he lays out very clearly in the opening paragraphs of the document. You know, like you said, there were two synods, an extraordinary synod in 2014 and an ordinary synod in 2015. And that's how important the family is to the Holy Father.
Mm.
2 years of synods talking about the family to prepare then in, for this document. That means that the family is very important, something that's very important to the heart of the Holy Father. And so he says himself that this is a pastoral aid, you know, to help families, to encourage families with all the different things going on in our culture today. And that's exactly what he does in this document.
Well, you know, I think the challenge, particularly here in the West, is when we hear from authority, we want to maybe, you know, imply our own worldview to this. And this is why I appreciate you coming on and giving us, you know, the Pope's position on this and bringing some balance. Because, as you know, like you said, the blogosphere went absolutely nuts. I think they were saying things the Pope, you know, was he wasn't, you know, speaking ex cathedra here and laying down and reestablishing doctrine as much as he was saying, hey, let's have a discussion, was he?
Exactly. See, I think what's going on, Bill, is that people are used to the people that would read those writings are used to John Paul II, who was a philosopher, and Benedict XVI, who was a theologian. Mm-hmm. And their writing is very precise. But the Holy Father now, Pope Francis, is messy. You know, he wants to roll his sleeves up as a pastor and get in there. And so, yeah, there are some wording in here that, you know, if you don't understand the context where he's coming from, could sound a little off. You know,
well, and you bring up a perfect point here, Deacon, and that is that, you know, pastoral care is messy because we're human beings, and oftentimes we can be like little babies with all their mess. And right now, culture finds itself in a situation where it is striving for a moral compass. It's looking for some direction in the midst of the redefinition of marriage, how many bathrooms you can choose, how many gender choices you have nowadays. I mean, the most recent one that I heard about was being fluid now. Now we can be fluid. I don't understand, you know, some of this stuff, but this is brain damaging to people. And so is there a voice that's going to speak through this confusion and clutter and try to re-anchor us to the truth of God for those that want to believe that there is a God and find comfort and confidence in that? Because what I have seen happen because of this culture and the bifurcation of ideas and letting go of solid principles here, you know, we find ourselves in a state of confusion.
That's exactly right. And when the world finds itself in such a state, we need to speak clearly about what we believe and why we believe it. And I think the Holy Father does that. He reiterates the importance of marriage between one man and one woman. He talks about Humani Vitae and strongly encouraging people to follow the Church's teaching to help build a culture of life. He talks about husbands and fathers and mothers and children and our roles in the church and in society. He speaks out against the ridiculousness of the transgenderism that we're seeing so much of now. Like you said, what bathrooms people get to use and what's going on in North Carolina right now and all of that. And the Holy Father speaks to all of this in here. And he says the best way to approach this document is to read it slowly and carefully, which people haven't done, which is why they're reacting so strongly. Now, are there some things that the way they're worded that I probably would have written them differently? But again, this is not a magisterial weighted document where he's changing teaching or defining dogma or anything like that. It's just simply a pastoral approach of how we can have a wider discussion about issues within the family.
Yeah, how do you deal with these issues? I mean, you know, everybody believes, is now believing so strongly about it. I mean, to the point here in the West, I mean, we have legislation enacted. We've got the strong arm of government coming on that you will accept these things if you don't bake the right cookies, if you're not printing the right T-shirts and that sort of thing. You know, we got the heavy hand of the law to tell you, oh, it's not a matter of conscience. It's a matter of the government telling you what you should do.
You know, Bill, I travel 150,000 miles a year all over the world talking about Jesus Christ, the Catholic faith. And I'll tell you, when you talk to parents these days, I'm hearing overwhelmingly from parents, like, you know, I am so afraid for my children. What's going to happen with my children? You know, when they look at what's going on in the world today, and, you know, they're afraid. They're afraid for their kids and what's going to happen to them and the way our country and our culture is going. And so I think the timing for this document is extremely important. And I think there's some very good pastoral applications in here to help parents, to help married couples who are struggling, dealing with the real life issues that are happening in families today. I think the Holy Father does a beautiful job, especially when he reflects on the Scripture, of how to apply the teachings of the Church to the everyday lived experience, so that the faith not just becomes what they do, but becomes part of who they are and how they can live out authentic family life and values in the midst of a culture that seems to have gone insane.
Well, you know, it's often asked, did God really say? And back in Genesis, He told Cain, and I think he told all of us, that if we do right, will it not go well for us? And that is the echoing statement through the ages that continues if we only have ears to hear. Deacon Harold Burke Severs, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 After.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Out of all the voices calling out to me, I want you to listen.
this live.
Hey, we're coming at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern Time on this GCN Radio Network. Always good to have you along with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Gardeski is with us. He's a columnist for the Red Alert Politics. Born and raised a New Yorker, so he's enjoying all this political fray going back as the focus is on the East Coast and in New York. Ryan, are you feeling a little homesick watching all this stuff going on?
It's about time that that New York got some attention, some love, let me tell you. And who would ever thought that we'd be responsible for maybe possibly picking up the next Republican or Democratic presidential nominee? But, you know, it's about time that Republicans from New York meant something to somebody.
Amen to that, I'll tell you. And I love the passion of New York. They take whatever it is about life and the advancement of our country very seriously. So I appreciate them coming out full force.
Yeah, they might. I mean, it's fantastic. Listen, I mean, if some guys don't win, I mean, you know, you never know. They might, you know, run the Yankee Stadiums with some baseball bats and beat some people up. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of that kind of excitement that comes out of New York. So it's really exciting, though, and I think that it will be interesting to see who wins what places. I think that certainly we had a governor's election back in 2014, and the Green Party got 6%, which was huge, and almost won a couple of counties in New York State, and beat in the primary. And there was a Bernie Sanders-like candidate named Zephyr Teachout in the Democratic primary, and she got way higher than she should have, considering she spent no money. And I think that in those areas that she won against Governor Andrew Cuomo, certainly Bernie Sanders can look at winning. I think that Long Island is Donald Trump country. I think he's going to get well over 60% every congressional district in Long Island. In Staten Island, it's going to be very, very exciting, especially because I know kind of where all the tribal mayhem breaks out throughout the state.
I love this tribal mayhem. That's so well described. Ryan, a bit surprising for me, an outsider. I'm one who I was born and raised in California. I know you feel sorry for me, but I love New York. I've always loved New York, and people go, "What do you like about New York?" And I said, "Because it never stops. I love the energy. I love the commitment to life that New York has."
The cultural advantage that California has on New York is making a right on red. That's about as much as it goes, in my opinion. Yeah. No offense to you people, but I'm just saying, I think it's been wild with this presidential election. I mean, Bernie Sanders, it's the funniest thing in the world. I was in Manhattan yesterday, walking down the street, I'm like, I see a lot of Bernie Sanders bumper stickers, pins. And I'm like, this is odd. Like, why are these? Meanwhile, he was getting a rally 3 blocks away, but you would never know that. I mean, 3 blocks away is totally different. And there was a homeless man writing in chalk on the street saying, "Trump 2016, deal with it." So that is as exciting as it possibly gets. I mean, you have that kind of a bunch of NYU kids are fighting for Bernie Sanders and a homeless guy is fighting for Donald Trump, that is true American greatness at work.
Well, when you got 8 million plus people in that small little island, especially in Manhattan, emotions can bounce off each other in pretty short distance. You know, I got to tell you, Ryan, you know, being a New Yorker, I'm surprised, and I thought you were going to talk a little bit about, because I even see this, I'm here in Florida right now. We've translated here to Florida, and I'm still in California sometimes because of my kids are there. But even when I was there, you know, I was looking around, I'm going, I don't see a Hillary bumper sticker. I see more Bernie Sanders stickers, whether it's in, you know, California or Florida or in any of the travels. And so, I find that quite interesting. And also relevant to New York, why Bernie is not gaining more traction in New York, being since he was born in New York. I mean, he is a New Yorker.
Well, he is a New Yorker, but at the same time, he's not a New Yorker. He left the city to go to Vermont, hang out with the hippies, and I don't know what he did up there, but he didn't. He left. He abandoned it. And he's not Jewish in the sense the Jewish population in Brooklyn especially has changed tremendously over the last 50 years. It is a lot more Russian Jews, first-generation immigrant Russian Jews. It's a lot more Hasidic Jews, which are very socially conservative. I mean, I ran a campaign there, and same-sex marriage was an issue. We couldn't say the word same-sex marriage because it had the word sex in it. We had to say same-gender marriage. And you couldn't put posters with women in the ads because it was offensive to the rabbis. I mean, they are very socially conservative. So Bernie Sanders doesn't relate as much. The old Upper East Side Jewish I hate Richard Nixon population has dwindled down. So he doesn't, that's the generation he comes from. So it's not as palatable as it used to be. And I think that's why he doesn't really translate a lot with the Jewish community in New York, and that Hillary Clinton does, who like loves Israel and is very hawkish compared to him. I mean, that generation really has died out and been replaced with different population Jews in New York. As far as the other ones go, you know, Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders has a lot of love. At the same exact time, New Yorkers are very jaded. So you promise them the world, they sit there and say, you know, come on now, be honest with us, that's not going to happen.
Right. Right.
Except for the NYU kids, and they were all, you know, on Ritalin. So what do they know? But I think that Bernie will do very well in upstate New York. He will do very well in the college towns of upstate New York. I think Trump will do fantastically well in Long Island and Staten Island and like in Buffalo. And we'll see how the rest of the city comes out. You know, I've always said New York City is not like an American city. It's like a Muslim country. It's 1,000 warring tribes that hate each other but live in the same borders.
Yeah.
And so it will be interesting to see how neighborhood by neighborhood and precinct by precinct, you know, the returns come in.
Yeah. Well, well described. I wanted to talk to you particularly about your article about the $15 minimum wage. I'm in for maximum wage. I'm not in for minimum wage, you know, this whole concept. So that's a little bit of a challenge for me. And the obvious is being real. I mean, you got California signing a minimum wage law of $15. They're going to be getting there in several years. New York the same way. And of course, the VP of White Castle says, "Well, let me tell you, let me lay it down to you straight. That means higher prices for your burger and less people working. That's just reality."
Right. Well, this was a complete political move in New York. Governor Cuomo was planning on running for a third term as governor. He won by a 14-point victory the first last time, but he should have won by a 30-point victory. He is one of the least liked Democrat executives in the entire state, entire country by their own Democrats. Democrats do not think favorably on Andrew Cuomo because he's a deal maker and he's a moderate. So this $15 an hour minimum wage ironically goes into effect the same year he's running for re-election. And he has a very, very popular Republican looking to run against him who's being backed by the New York Teachers Union, which is, I mean, remarkable.
Wow.
So, Congressman Chris Gibson, I mean, he's got a tremendous amount of support. So this was his big, you know, Hail Mary pass to the liberal activists. And the executive, the vice president of White Castle, gave an interview to National Review, which I wrote about, which is fascinating. And he said, you know, White Castle's a lot of times in the worst neighborhoods in most parts of the city, in most parts of the state. And we never left those neighborhoods. And we give a lot of black kids, a lot of Hispanic kids, their first jobs and their first chances to do something. And we're going to have to raise prices by 50%. We're going to slash jobs. We're going to close our businesses. And, you know, there are other ways to give economic prosperity than raising minimum wage. What liberals don't understand is that, you know, poverty is not, you know, you don't fall into poverty. Poverty is a status quo. You rise to the level of prosperity. Mm-hmm. And rather than creating the engines that prosperity can, you know, that people can succeed and become prosperous, they are making it harder and harder and harder, especially to those that they espouse to protect.
Right. You know, and this is the thing that just blows me away. What you just shared with us is empirical. I mean, this is an opinion. I mean, this is fact. We see it time and more, and this is what happens when, you know, liberals come in, progressives come in to social engineer what's happening. They operate out of theory. And you go, show me somewhere where that idea is working. You know, they can't. And what they'll do is they'll circumvent the conversation, and they go straight to the courts, and they're going to use the heavy hand of the law to get judges and to get, you know, our federal government to impose their will on the people, regardless of it's going to, you know, if it works or there's any evidence of it. That's irrelevant. It's just that, hey, this is on our agenda. This is what works for us. It gets us elected. So, you know, shut up and, you know, pay the minimum wage and be out of work.
Yeah, and they don't own businesses, so what do they know? I mean, a lot of them have been politicians their whole lives.
Exactly. Ryan Gerdusky, columnist for Red Alert Politics. Ryan, thank you so much. We're going to keep an eye just, you know, because it's fun, you know, on the East Coast, and we appreciate the fire, you know, coming out of the East. This is Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com. Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body bone and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez coming at you in more than 270 markets across this country, around the world, via WWCR, our shortwave affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And don't forget our after show, Mucho Mas Martinez, that happens about 10 minutes after the top of the hour, about 12:10 Eastern Time. And we'll take a look at the highlights, summarize what happened, give you an opportunity to interact and text me and let me know your thoughts, because your opinion really does count. And want you to engage. We need to get connected here, and that's most important. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork. You've heard us talk about Save the Stork. Yeah, I want you to get on the bus with us. I mean, they have an incredible, incredible program that is just proving to be understandably, and I say understandably because the evidence is there. 85% of the women who go in for an abortion that see that there is a child inside them, not this just clump of glob and nondescript tissue in there like a tumor or like a toothache or what have you, you know, whatever doctors you know, pro-choicers would want to lay upon these women in terms of, you know, giving them this misinformation so that they can get what they get rewarded for. And that is, hey, look, if they do an abortion, they get paid. And that's what makes Planned Parenthood go round. I mean, all this other stuff about, oh, they're just so sensitive about women's services. And you heard our conversation yesterday with Abby Johnson about her new book. Boy, I'll tell you, you read this book and you read the stories. It's The Walls Are Talking, former abortion clinic workers tell their stories. And, of course, Abby Johnson's incredible story in and of herself, which she wrote about herself, that she survived a failed abortion attempt. I mean, her mom tried to abort her. She survived it. And here she is, the voice of, pro-life. Out of experience, and even surviving in that whole situation. She even worked for Planned Parenthood for several years. And the big shocking thing, I was talking with some people last night, the big shocking thing was that she, because I asked her, I said, hey, Abby, back in, 2007 when you were there at Planned Parenthood, were they selling body parts? She didn't hesitate. She goes, oh, yeah, absolutely, Bill, they were selling body parts. And go, well, that's against the law then. What is going on? But I sensed when you look at those videos that David Golightly showed us, which, that's a whole other issue because he's now under scrutiny because he brought to light the truth and the government. It's not us, the government. Well, and certainly people, that support Planned Parenthood and that kind of concept and think it's okay for them to sell baby parts, even though it's against the law, that somehow he broke the law by, taking, video evidence of their diabolical actions there. He's the one that's under scrutiny. Nobody from Planned Parenthood has been arrested for breaking the law. But, the point is that when you saw in those videos the casualness of how they talked about selling body parts, you go, I've been advising businesses for most of my life. That's just been one of the many things that I've been involved in. And I sense a culture. I mean, that's one thing that I have a good insight and observation of how culture operates. And you can tell how it responds. And when you see the women and the men talking about how they sell body parts on those tapes, you go, man, this is too casual. They've been doing this for a long time. This isn't. So having Abby Johnson just unequivocally say, yes, they sold body parts. It is most incredible. But, again, are you ready for the truth? Our politicians would say that we're not. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's hitting us in the face. And it's affecting the trajectory of the greatness of this country in which we live, the future of this country, our children. It is compromising, their chance at the American dream. What kind of America are we handing off to them? So all that to say is that we're committed. We're on the bus with Save the Storks. They've got 21 buses going on around the country. And they get permitted, everything's legal, and they park whenever possible right there in front of Planned Parenthood's clinics that do abortions, and they want to talk to women. They want to talk to women to make sure they have all the facts. They look, are you open? Do you want to see a sonogram of your baby? And many people take them up on that, many women do. And 84-85% of the women who see that it is a real baby, the baby is moving, it's forming, it's formed. I mean, you see a miracle of a child inside you, and they say, what can I do? What other options do I have? And one of the things that Abby Johnson called out for when she was working for Planned Parenthood said, can we go along with the women on this journey? Can we help them? Can we do something? This is as she was employed by Planned Parenthood. To me, that's the service to the women. That's what you want to do. But no, it's about making money. So we want to get them in. We want to get them out. We want to get their money and move on. And in fact, she was told, we don't want to go there, Abby. We just don't even, they didn't want to talk about it. But here she is as an activist for women, and not necessarily, she's not directly involved with Save the Stork, but I'm just anecdotally relating to you our conversation that we had in terms of these organizations. What are they doing to help women through the process in this journey? This is a journey that they're on. And as I've shared with you many times, and I was sharing with women again last night at this dinner that we were at, is that every woman I've spoken to, without an exception, when they come to that point to recount that they have participated in an abortion, you can just see the countenance on their face, how it's affected. And not only that, and this is what tells me that the pain that they carry, this journey that Abby Johnson relates to, the pain that they carry beyond that abortion procedure, that Planned Parenthood would say, hey, it's just done. It's just it's a meaningless piece of flesh in there. It's irrelevant. But the women to this day, without any kind of suggestion, volunteer and they say, Bill, my child would have been 13 today. My child would be 14 years old. They'd have been in high school. What I mean, the grief that you witness on their face. And it breaks your heart that, you know, we have all participated in this. I say we all have participated in this. We have all committed genocide in this country. And you may say, hey, wait a minute, you know, nobody in my family has ever had anything to do with abortion. No, but we have sat here and we've watched it. We've watched 56 million and counting babies be murdered at the altar of convenience in our culture. And somehow it makes sense. Are you kidding me? It doesn't make sense. It is horrendous. And what we're doing, you know, not only to the women, but to the families, and I keep sharing with you, in the Hispanic culture, the abuelas, the grandmothers, the grief that they carry in realizing, oh my goodness, my grandchild murdered a relative. I mean, that is devastating in Hispanic communities that they realize this. And I would tell you this as well, and what I know even in Black America. And I hate the hyphenation and the bifurcation of people. Let me tell you, we're all Americans, but, you know, this keeps coming up, you know, that they want to break down, you know, if it's not genders, then it's by race and that sort of thing. But I would say that there are certain things that are of such high value within the cultures of America today. And that is only the value that we can appreciate, because I often talk about the melting pot of potential of these multiculturals. These are the advantages, the benefits, and the things that we bring to the grand recipe of the American way of life, is that every culture has something positive to offer. And this is why I say, look, come to America, live the dream, bring that valuable aspect of your culture, mix it into this grand recipe, and let's see America even be greater than we could imagine, because we're all together. We're not the un-United States as we become, and I don't say onion like an onion peel, I mean un-UN, you know, type of United States, because we're so bifurcated and we're hyphenated. We're no longer one, and this is why we wonder, you know, what we're doing. And even in spite of this political season, hey, that's all part of the dance, you know, because, you know, people have been told for so long, you can't talk, you can't get involved in the conversation. Anyway, check out SaveTheStork.com. Get on the bus with us. Help them. We're in the process of expanding the operation. We got 21 buses going in, showing women a sonogram, you know, free. And we go through the journey with them, which I think is absolutely critical and important in this day and age, where a government and the people say, hey, it's okay to murder your child. No, it's not okay. And here, let me show you why. And they see it. It's a confirmation of what they instinctively know in their hearts, and the peace that it gives them, even knowing that they've got a tough journey ahead, but they're not going to do it alone. So go to SaveTheStork.com, tell them Bill Martinez sent you, and get on the bus with us, okay? It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence, but is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve.
Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. Hey, it's all about you, America, just the way it should be, about we the people. Things have been turned upside down where it's no longer a government of, for, and by we the people. It's become of, for, and by the elites, and they're doing everything they can to keep it exactly the way they've designed it. And if anything, they're just progressing all the more to garner more control. And you'll understand even further in our next discussion with Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s, because you just got tired of crossword puzzles, right?
That's right. I never could do them anyway. So
Me neither. Me neither. But why not? Hey, let's just see this kind of stuff. I mean, this stuff sticks out to you, just like you know. I mean, it just sticks out. It's blatant. It's chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. And of course, the latest, you know, Patrick. When I read this article about a professor calling for climate change deniers to be punished, I mean, I'm hearing the Gestapo. You know, it's the language of the Gestapo. You shall think like we think, or we shall, you know, we shall punish you. You know, you're going to be forced into the proper progressive thought paradigm. If not, you're going to pay a price.
Well, that's right. And the professor that wrote this story, his name is Michael Kraft. Mm-hmm. He's a professor emeritus of political science and public and environmental affairs at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay. And he wrote this article and published it in, it was published in the Providence newspaper, which I believe is a fairly local newspaper. And after I posted this story, within about 10 hours anyway, the story was removed from the website, from their website. It just completely scrubbed it as if the guy never existed. So I expect he probably took a little bit of heat.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled the article, and it's nowhere else to be seen. I can't find it anywhere else on the internet right now. But fortunately, I copied enough of the article out that, you know, we caught him saying this stuff.
It's exactly, amazing. Right. Well, and this is what happens, you know. And I often say, Patrick, in the, you know, the back rooms of academia and the teachers' lounges, you get all these brain trusts that go in and they talk theory. And I think that's all fine and well. You know, I believe in free speech. I'm okay for theory. But you know, somewhere there has to be somebody, you know, in this case, you respond to it and say, what are you, a knucklehead? I mean, in as much. I mean, you let their own words, you know, kind of come back on them. It's one thing when you're talking with a group of, you know, self-thinkers and self-talkers and you, oh, yeah, hey, that's a great, yeah, let's punish them. Let's do that. And then you go out and you test it in the marketplace and everybody goes, what are you, nuts? And fortunately, there's enough people still and there's a voice out there to call it for what it is. And so they go, okay, bad idea. Let's just, you know, but, you know, the unfortunate thing is that, you know, you don't necessarily lop its head off. You just kind of knock it back 10 yards and it lives to come back another day.
Well, it does. And, you know, the whole idea of science, the way I learned science, I'm old school, I guess. Mm. I learned science and all kinds of science. It could be physics, chemistry, or some of the other softer science, so to speak. Mm. The whole idea of science is criticism in the first place. If you come up with some formula, a theory, some idea, whatever, if you want to have your idea proven and stuff, you have to be willing to accept criticism from other scientists.
Exactly.
And for somebody to stand up and say that science is settled, that is an oxymoron. It's absolutely an oxymoron. And if you talk to any scientist or engineer in his right mind, that's exactly what he'll tell you. He says, no, science is by definition is to be criticized. And we need our peers to take shots at us so that we can, you know, better prove and better, you know, solidify our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. So they're turning this upside down. They're telling us it's still science, but it's not science. It's upside down. It's absolutely antithetical to good science. And yet they're telling us, oh, this is good science. Well, somebody just needs to stand up and say, you know what? The emperor's naked here.
Exactly. Well, I love it when the president, you know, gets up and wants to talk about, you know, climate change, global warming, or whatever it is that is the latest title and the appropriate title that they use now, because it's ever changing. We keep it, if they keep it moving, then we can't really, you know what it is we're dealing with. But obviously it's a misrepresentation at best, or the least anyway. And, you know, when the president comes up and says, in unscientific terms, and this is an educated man, he says, well, it's a fact. You know, global warming is a fact. Well, that's not even a scientific term. And then you get the president of the Sierra Club, Aaron Mayer, and in a committee meeting, he wants to insist that 97% of the scientists agree that there has been climate change. And, you know, and Senator Ted Cruz is going, well, the empirical evidence would seem to, not agree with you. Would you accept, if you got factual evidence to tell you different, would you recant this statement? And he's going to insist 97% of the scientists. But interestingly, you know, Patrick, when they talk to those 97%, I mean, have you ever heard of 97% of any scientists agreeing on anything?
Never, never, ever, ever.
And, of course, they say, hey, well, I didn't agree to that. I don't know how they came up with that, you know, kind of deal. So it's, you know, quite fascinating. But, you know, this is what works for them. And they're, you know, that's the Kool-Aid they drank. That's their story. They're gonna stick to it until, you know, whatever, freezes over or we, you know, heat up and we melt, I guess.
That's right. But in any case, this is the same thinking that brought us the Inquisition in the Dark Ages. The same idea. We'll make you confess. You will agree with us by the time we're done with you, and we'll torture you or burn you at the stake if you refuse. And this is absolute insanity. But I guess these people look at themselves in the mirror and they don't get it. They don't see anything wrong with what they're saying. They think, oh, I'm a great guy. I got great ideas.
I got to tell you, much like, and I know some people, oh my goodness, I can't believe you're making the parallel here, but much like ISIS, you know, as long as they continue to gain ground and remain in existence, they think their right is right. And this is what progressives have been doing for the longest time. Nobody has squelched them out. Nobody has stomped on them like a bug and said, look, you're not advancing the American way of life. What you are promoting is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and the benefits that are supposed to be derived to we the people. So, you know, go take it to another country, go create your own country and happy trails. But it doesn't fit. You're a round peg in a square hole. But those statements and those refutations aren't coming down the line, Patrick. They're given place, and now we give them authority. We let them come into our governments. They're controlling our learning institutions, and they think, hey, it's all good. They're on a mission from God in their own way. And if it wasn't, they wouldn't be this successful.
Well, that's right. And a mission from God is an interesting concept, too. This has all the earmarks of a religion.
Mm-hmm.
A religion, at least in their case, a religion is when you refuse to give up your position in spite of evidence to the contrary. And, you know, let me say a cult. I don't want to confuse it
right.
with Christianity necessarily.
Right.
But, you know, this has the earmarks of religion. These people are on a religious experience. We are right. Everybody else is wrong. It's like the whole world is wrong except them. Mm-hmm. And they refuse to give up their position, and they hold on to it with religious fervor.
Well, at least it's a perversion of religion, Patrick. Let's put it that way. And because I understand, I believe, you know, I believe in, you know, I have my faith, and I think it's what drives us. But we want to make sure, you know, whatever the case is that you know what you know, what you believe, you know, and it's bizarre, you know, when you can come to people and say, you know, here, take a look at this evidence. Does this alter your perspective whatsoever? And even in the simple question of, do I believe in God or I don't believe in God? Okay, well, let me give you some evidence here. Is that, you know, this is solid evidence. This is, you know, I'm not going to get, you know, super religious or super spiritual with you. I'm just going to give you the facts. Does that alter your understanding whatsoever? No. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So
in the meantime, in climate change, all the climate change denial stuff going on, President Obama apparently has made good on his pledge earlier in his administration to kill the coal industry.
Yes.
And, that's shocking. It should be shocking to people that the largest coal company in America and the largest privately held mining coal company in the world has just declared bankruptcy, and that's Peabody Energy. This is devastating to the American coal industry. And, you know, we get so much. I think, 37% of our energy comes from coal?
Yeah.
They have no way to make up the deficit. They can't make up the energy deficit with shoddy alternative energy. Like, you know, when the sun doesn't shine, solar panels don't work. And, you know, these big windmills and stuff. I drive through over to California once in a while through the Palm Springs area.
Right, exactly.
At any given time, a third of those things are broken.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting there idle, and so that's reliable. You know?
Well, but they get great tax breaks, you know, and on we the people, all under this illusion that somehow it's working. I keep thinking when I go through that area as well. I keep looking for Don Quixote and Sancho Pancho just riding through, you know, around those windmills out there, man. What a farce, huh?
Exactly. I know.
But you know, the impact on the coal industry is one thing. But I'm thinking about the people that are getting services from Peabody. You know, what's going to happen to the people there? What is this going to do for them? I mean, cheap energy that they were getting now is out. Because of the president who says, hey, I'm for Main Street America, I'm for Middle America. I go, how do I reconcile what you just said and the policies you've enacted?
That's right. Crazy. Absolutely insane.
Well, Patrick, I know you've got, real quick, we got about 30 seconds left, a special discount for listeners of Bill Martinez Live for your new book.
Only for Bill, yeah. If they go to technocracy.news and click on the book, Technocracy Rising, type in Bill into the coupon field, and you get a $5 off discount immediately, right on the spot.
Well, that's great.
You need to type Bill.
Yeah, Bill, B-I-L-L, just that simple. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policies and a regular on Bill Martinez Live. Patrick, thank you so much. It is 3 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.